My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Hat trick. He's been working hard. You know, each year he's gotten better. Seems like each week he's getting more comfortable and confident. You know, he's been begging for some goal line runs, and we gave it to him. And he got his touchdown down there, the long one. And then he found a way on that the first touchdown in the first quarter there. So can't be more happier for him and more proud of him. And, you know, he just continues to make plays for us.
James Cook, the story of the night offensively, at least for the Bills. That would be his first 3-touchdown game in the NFL. He had 2 in the win last year against Dallas, where he racked up a huge stat line, over 200 total yards in that game. But 3 last night, the Bills over the Dolphins smoothly, 31-10. We'll see what the future is for Tua and Miami. They have a trip to Seattle in week 3, whereas, again, the Bills host Jacksonville a week from Monday night. Football Friday on WGR continues. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. It is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Bulldog, I'm thinking of doing that on Sunday because I got nothing.
Do it up. I stopped at Crosby's right before I came here.
How about that? Look at you. Not even a game day. It's a Sabres game day.
That's
quote
right.
Sabres.
That's right. I'm pre-gaming.
That's it.
Yeah, not really.
Let's go to Matt here. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. Lifelong Bills fan here. driving from Louisville to where I live now, Milwaukee and Indiana. Sitting nice. In Indiana. I appreciate Schoep's inference in the lifelong. And as you guys go into Indiana, here I am sitting here.
There it is.
So to avoid just calling about serendipity, I thought I'd cook up a couple points that I haven't heard yet. First one being, I don't understand why up 3 scores, I'm scared about Christian Wilkins and Josh hurdling benches in the fourth quarter. And second, I can't remember another time where someone was ruled out of a game and then gets one touch, let alone almost 30. I have to imagine that that can't be kosher with the, you know, CBA and all that stuff. Kind of the reverse of what happened with Christian McCaffrey the other day. So just can't remember another instance like that. Thought that might be interesting to talk about.
HN. Well, not ruled out, but questionable.
He was questionable, and so I don't know. I mean, I trust that they know what they're doing, but it was curious. You know, the Allen thing. It's 31-10, and there's what, 12 minutes to go. Is it the fourth quarter even yet? Like, I get it. It's you know, that team can score fast, and I know their quarterback was out of the game. People were upset about it already before he hurdled the bench. The moment for me, and that's why you would be worried about it, is because you're worried something weird is going to happen. And then it almost did, and that was the moment for me. Like, okay, you need to shut this down. I don't need to see any more of this. But I can understand not wanting to pull that trigger too early. Because you just don't know. I mean, you know, you turn it over quickly, they score, and it's suddenly a 14-point game, and there's 8 minutes left, and, like, that's still a game. So I think they were just trying to, you know, make sure they didn't put themselves in a jackpot there. You know, the downside is you know, you could suffer an injury. I was also alarmed at a point. Like, okay, we can just, you know, put him in the bubble wrap.
No Wilkins in the game last night, by the way.
Right, yeah, he's on Las Vegas now. So you don't have to worry about him doing anything dirty to Allen.
Storm Duck potentially could have. He played.
Storm Duck. I missed Storm Duck.
Played four snaps.
That's a real guy?
Yes. So with Matthew Collar on his podcast, the bit is every week, because he doesn't know like all the depth chart guys on all the teams,
right.
So I make up a name every week, and he has to identify the fake name.
Oh, I love this.
But Storm Duck is a real person. DB, I think, for Miami. And if you go to Pro Football Reference, and you know, you'll see, you know, the big letters, Storm Duck. And then after that, it's the player's real name, like Joshua Patrick Allen or whatever. And under, it says Storm Duck. That's his full real name.
That's his full real name.
Yes.
There's no shortening of that.
You can't do it any shorter.
This is like NFL player name, fact or fiction. I love it.
Storm Duck is fact.
Good.
Brian is next. Hi, Brian.
Gentlemen, I don't know if you've been talking about this. I apologize if you have, because I haven't been listening. But
we have.
I've been a fan for, I'm sure you have, but look, I'm 50-something. I've been a fan since forever, since the 80s. Well, since OJ, really. But that defense, I don't know if it's Babich, his influence, but as far as talent, certainly they're not as talented as they've ever been. There's not even a question of that. That, however, was the most tenacious, most aggressive, most urgent defense I've seen ever from a Bills team. I mean, it started out with Rasul Douglas in the first series, everywhere, all over the place, just attacking, and it just carried on from there. I mean, they were attacking everyone, not just kind of waiting, and they were literally going forward on every chance they had and attacking guys and chopping them down. And I was very, very pleasantly surprised, because I thought the defense was going to have a problem this year, and then they have some more injuries, and then then they lose Bernard, and then it's like, okay, but Spector played good. It looks like most of the defense shed some weight in the offseason. I'm not sure if that's true. Douglas looks like he lost 10 pounds, and he's a ball of muscle, and I was super impressed with the defense more than anything. I don't know what you guys thought.
Yes. Definitely right. I mean, it was. We just talked with Sal about it, and he referenced how people on social media are using the word masterclass, or the phrasing masterclass. And like, look, I it's hard to poke holes in that. I mean, you know, you can you know, get stuck trying to validate how you felt going into the game. I mean, I'll say a few more times probably today, I thought Miami would move the ball on them. You know, I look at who they are and what they've got there, and you consider what they've lost, not just in the offseason, but since the football started in the summer. You know, Milano is that, now Bernard is that, the safeties. It's just, you know, it feels like it's going to be thin. And all they do is really throttle one of the elite offenses.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's in the NFL. I mean, you can probably come back at me with Miami isn't that elite when they play top shelf teams. And, you know, that is largely true. Their record against good teams, against playoff teams, is horrible. The record against this team, which has been a playoff team here for 5 years running, has been horrible.
I've heard it's bad.
Yeah. So it's almost the same. I think they're 1-11 against teams with winning records, and their record against the Bills now in 13 games is 1-12. I mean, they just can't get out of their own way when they play a tougher team. So there is that, but I mean, I'm just super impressed. It wasn't a one-off. Like, Tyreek Hill does not catch big passes against this team. He has not, since he's been in Miami, caught a pass longer than 23 yards against the Bills. That's stunning. I mean, that's the biggest play receiver in the game.
I think that's all fine and fair. The Bills deserve all the credit, and so does McDermott. Tua was lost last night, and that game for me going into it was more about the Dolphins than the Bills. Here is the Dolphins' next good chance to show the football world that they're not the same Dolphins, that they're actually good enough to beat the Bills and beat a good team. And right away, like, the pick on the first drive was just not even close. You know, he didn't get the ball to Hill and Waddle. He's throwing to guys I've never heard of. Not only Matt would have not heard of Grant Dubose, I'm pretty sure, but like who? So I think it can be both things. It usually is in football, in sports, right? I mean, give the Bills credit. They're responsible for generating that pressure, that confusion, all of that. But also, my goodness, like this guy needed to just make sure Hill and Waddle, with Achan clearly healthy enough to contribute, that happened. The fact that Jonnu Smith was involved is fine, but it just felt like a fallback option when Mike McDaniel, for all the credit he gets, collectively, the Dolphins just did not do that. And I said the same thing about Murray, so make sure I don't just say this every week. But you can't have that. You can't have this big of a game or any game go along where Hill and Waddle, they're just kind of like laughing on the sideline by the third quarter, you know, like just they yeah. didn't even need to be there.
Well, taking them away, I give the Bills the, yes, Tua's confused. Why is he confused? Because they took away Hill and Waddle. And like, now I got to go. What did we talk about on the pregame show? You know, disrupt, take that first read away, and that gives your pass rush a little more time, and that this guy does not have the arm to just put it anywhere he wants anytime he wants. So if he's got to reload, you're already winning. Like, if he has to pause for just that beat to reconsider where he's going, you're already ahead. And they did that. I mean, Sal's talking about Douglas disrupting Hill like that. I give the Bills the credit for that myself. And I think they earned it. So, and again, it's not just a one-off. Like, they've done a job on those guys when they play them on balance. Achan was really the only thing Jonnu Smith was kind of annoying. Because, who's this big guy nine is my reaction when I see him running with the
who's
ball.
Big
like,
nine?
Oh, yeah, big nine. That's Jonnu Smith. But Achan, there was room there. Like, I had friends texting me, like, why don't they just keep running it? Like, because they're Miami. They've got Hill and Waddle, and they want to try to get that off. But Achan was like 7 yards a carry. It was there for them, but, you know, the score got too crooked eventually for them to keep doing it. But
well, there was a big sequence before the game got stupid. Like, you had Achan had a big run. It's 17-7 at this point, the late second quarter. It's still very much a game. Achan for 17, Achan for 5, Achan for 4, 3rd-and-1, Alec Ingold -1, Tua sack.
Right.
And the next play is Cook scoring again. He ran for touchdowns on back-to-back plays. Bills snaps, Cook. And there's the ball game. You know, like,
yep.
That's where, again, due credit to the Bills defense, that's where McDaniel and Tua have to earn their money. All right, so Achan is affording you, you're ahead of the sticks, right, as they say, mm-hmm. like you're getting into good situations, but what's worse than 3rd-and-1 on the plus side of the field and you have two plays and you can't make it? Running the fullback inside is for, like, Rex Ryan. That come on, you're Mike McDaniel. And Tua is not going to escape.
Right.
So you don't have the cheat code that the Bills do and that a lot of other teams do. But still, you know, like, figure out some new clever way to get – even take a shot down the field. You want to get Hill and – it's, I make it sound so easy. But you want to get Tyreek Hill to catch a pass that's longer than 23 yards. He's Tyreek Hill. Like, there you go. Third and one at the 44. You got to keep up with Josh Allen. Are you willing to try? No.
Fullback.
Sack. Good night.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not – they're the Dolphins. They're always just still the Dolphins, where even with all the narrative stuff about motivation and stakes and try to prove a new identity and all that stuff that looks like garbage, because they walked in and they're just the same.
They don't have it.
They couldn't handle the Bills up front, and then here's a chance where, okay, this is where this coach everybody loves, and this quarterback, you know, people want to see him succeed, Hill Waddle, like the name of the game. They didn't bother. Like, those guys did not get a target on that drive. 17-7. Now you're down 10 points, and it's getting real. And just, you know, that's all right. And we've had, I think of all the Bills teams, I said the same thing last week, I know, but with the Cardinals. We have all those Bills teams that were like that. That just, you're playing New England, and you're an underdog, and Meek. You're trying to prove that things are different. And I don't care. I'm just going to run it. That's what I believe in. We'll lose, but maybe it'll be close, and people will respect it. And that just sucks so much, you know? Like, imagine a Miami fan, finally, like, maybe it's different now. And then you lose the quarterback later.
On top of it all, yeah.
Just,
right.
You know, act like you notice that something needs to be different, Miami. And they just, you know, maybe the fullback will get us the yard, and then we'll have first and 10 and try it again. Just very wimpy. Not how you want to prove yourself against the class of the teams that are the class of the league. It's not only the Bills, but just not good enough. 803-0550, Football Friday on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.